All right, so let's get started. The first presentation is Andy Bauer from the Free University of Berlin. And today he'll be telling us about a unified diagrammatic approach to topological fixed point models. So Andy, thanks for giving this talk. Please, the screen is yours.
Well, first of all, thanks to the organizers for this opportunity to give this talk. So I'm going to introduce tensor network-based language, like for classifying topological faces in terms of fixed point models. And obviously, this short talk is a bit, like it's a bit optimistic to introduce a whole language in 15 minutes. But for anyone interested in more of the details, I'll invite them to have a look at the paper with the same name, which is hopefully going to appear on the archive this or next week. So conventional approaches to classifying phases of matter are usually formulated with the language of category theory or even higher category theory, which is a very complicated language and like hardly accessible to a broader physical audience. And in contrast, the approach I'm going to tell you about, for this approach, you only really need to understand Penrose notation. And on the one hand, there's a familiar interpretation of this notation in terms of tensor networks. And those tensor networks will then be the fixed point models that classify topological phases. But it won't be tensor networks in the sense of MPS or PEPS or MERA, which like parameterize a ground state. No, these tensor networks will live in space-time and they will describe a discrete path integral. So they won't have like any open indices inside the space-time bulk, but they might have open indices if there are like space-time boundaries. On the other hand, I might also just like forget about the tensor network interpretation and simply view a Penrose diagram as like a graphical notation for a combinatorial object, like a graph-like object, that is a combinatorial representation of a topological space-time. So the central and fundamental property of topological models that I will use to classify them is simply that their path integral is invariant under like transformations that do not change the topology, that is homeomorphisms. And as you know, quantum phases of matter describe the ground state properties. And the ground state is obtained by cooling, that means applying the imaginary time evolution, not the real time evolution. So thus, the path integral in question is actually the Euclidean path integral. So if I put this path integral on some kind of small disk, and then I deform it by some homeomorphism inside the disk, then the two kind of different path integrals still have to evaluate to the same thing. And what this means mathematically is very easy to see if like the tensor networks, if the path integrals are formalized in terms of tensor networks, because then there's simply a tensor network inside the left disk and a different tensor network inside the right disk, and they have open indices at the boundaries. And the tensor networks have to evaluate to the same tensor. So for like a realistic model, I will not have this topological invariance exactly. Like such a tensor network could like be obtained by simply trotterizing the imaginary time evolution of some spin Hamiltonian. So for such a tensor network, this will only hold approximately if I add like a small buffer region here in which the homeomorphism is supposed to act trivially. But in this talk, I'm only interested in classifying phases via fixed point models. And those fixed point models have the topological invariance, like exactly on a macroscopic level without any buffer region. And then at this point, I should quickly warn you that like this topological deformability is not exactly one-to-one with like how people use the term topological phases. So for example, symmetry breaking phases, even though no one actually calls them topological phases, but they still have the same kind of topological deformability. On the other hand, there are fraction phases, which many people like call topological, but they're not topological in the sense that they have a topological deformability like this. They have a different kind of deformability. So tensor networks are something discrete and combinatorial. So I also like need a discrete and combinatorial representation of my manifold, which can be most easily achieved by simply taking a triangulation. So for a two manifold, this would look like this. And then to this triangulation, I can associate a tensor network. And the most easy way to do this is by simply associate the same three index tensor to each triangle and then contracting like tensors or at nearby triangles. Now, I might also view this Penrose diagram here not as a tensor network, but simply as a like graph, which is a combinatorial representation of like this specific two-dimensional space-time. Now, I also need a combinatorial representation of homeomorphisms. This is given by so-called Pachner moves, which are like local changes in the triangulation. And in two dimensions, the Pachner moves are as I depicted them here. So it's quite easy to see that these moves do not change the topology of the triangulation, but vice versa, it is also proven that any two triangulations can be turned into each other via Pachner moves if they have the same topology. And now invariants of the like discrete path integral tensor network and homeomorphisms simply means that if I put the tensor network onto both sides of these moves, then I get two different tensor network patches and they have to evaluate to the same tensor. So I get two different equations. So now I can again like forget about the tensor network interpretation and simply view kind of the combinatorial structure of the graphs and these graph deformations as an object on their own. And I will call this combinatorial structure. And the three index tensor that like fulfills these two equations, like determined by the liquid, I will call a model of that liquid. And those models will be then the fixed point models of topological order. So now the central question is, how do I find these models? And there are basically two things you can do. One thing is you can like realize that a tensor is, simply consists of a bunch of numbers, maybe the entries. And these equations are nothing but a bunch of polynomial equations. And I can solve these equations by something like a higher dimensional Newton method, which actually works reasonably well in this example. The other thing I can do is I can realize that these equations look a lot like the axioms of an associative algebra. And then I get models that are inspired from associative algebras. And in fact, models I will find are not super interesting. All models I find will simply correspond to symmetry breaking phases, which is not very surprising because there isn't really any intrinsic topological order in 1+1 dimensions. However, you can also like restrict yourself to tensors with real entries, and those then have a different physical interpretation. Namely, they correspond to intrinsic topological phases protected by a time reversal symmetry for spin systems. And well, in this case, I actually get like more interesting solutions. For example, I get one solution that is like inspired from the quaternion algebra, and it corresponds to a well known Hamiltonian fixed point models called cluster Hamiltonian. And I can go further and like look at even like different interpretations of these equations, of these diagrams. So like real tensors and complex tensors are different interpretations. And for example, another interpretation would be fermionic tensors. So I can interpret the same diagrams in terms of fermionic tensors. And then I get fermionic fixed point models. Or if I'm interested in classifying SPT or SET phases, then I can simply say, okay, these are not only arrays, these are kind of tensors that are equipped with representations of a group at each index. And this way, the solutions of these equations classify SET or SPT phases. I can not only interpret these diagrams differently, but I can also like use different diagrams. So I can find different combinatorial representations of two manifolds. For example, I can not like put tensors on each triangle of a triangulation, but on each edge, and then contract indices them as depicted here. And well, this also works not only for triangulations, but arbitrary solutions. And for this new like combinatorial representation, I also need a new set of moves. One set of moves that is handy is kind of consists of this move, and kind of slides the endpoint of one edge along another edge, which in pen representation use the equation between two of these edge tensors on each side. Another move kind of removes a dangling edge like this, which in pen representation is like captured by an equation like this. And well, these two like moves or equations form another combinatorial representation of two manifolds. And the solutions to these tensor network equations are again fixed but models for like topological order in quotation marks in 1+1 dimensions. So now the question is, are these models actually any different from the models of the triangle liquid I showed you before? And obviously those are different models. They are determined by a different kind of tensor, namely a four-index tensor and different equations. However, the phases that are classified by these are the same. And this is relatively easy to see on a purely combinatorial level because there's something I call a mapping between the two liquids, which is like a translation from the one combinatorial representation into the other one. So I can, for example, translate one edge into two triangles like this. And there's also a translation the other way around. And these are purely local translations. And this translation is also compatible with the moves. And this is why this can be interpreted as an equation on the level of models, which I can input like an arbitrary model of the triangle liquid and will get a model of the edge liquid. And also if apply first the mapping above and then the converse mapping, then I will not necessarily end up with the same model again, but I'm guaranteed to end up with a model in the same phase. So now you might think, well, that's not very surprising. Shouldn't like every like combinatorial structure describing two manifolds be equivalent in that sense? But the answer is actually, this is not the case. There are combinatorial representations that are inequivalent. And for example, I can simply put a tensor on each vertex of a triangulation. And now obviously the vertices of a triangulation can have different numbers of adjacent edges. So for every such number, I need a different tensor. And I also need to kind of limit the maximum number of allowed adjacent edges. So for this new representation, I can simply again take moves. For example, I can just take the Pachner moves. Just now in pen representation, they will look much more complicated. This corresponds to a new combinatorial representation, which is not equivalent. And one way to see this is that in the triangle liquid, you can have vertices with arbitrarily many adjacent edges, whereas in the liquid, in the last liquid, the number of adjacent edges is limited. And there's no way to locally resolve one like vertex with a very high number of adjacent edges into like vertices with a constant number. So this could potentially harvest more general phases, but that obviously also depends on whether I interpret the equation in terms of fermionic tensors or whatever. I don't expect that to be anything new in 1+1 dimension because like phases are there like relatively completely classified. However, the whole story can also be like generalized to higher dimensions. And there we have chiral phases, which like do not have known fixed bed models yet. And well, this construction could kind of harvest models for chiral phases. And it also has two properties that would fit into that. For example, there's no construction for a gapped boundary for these models, in contrast to models of triangle liquid. And there's also no commuting projector model, which are two properties that are also missing for chiral phases. So apart from that, the framework also very simply yields fixed point models for topological order in any dimensions, and not also for like bulk order, but also for like boundaries, anions, and defects. It can also introduce orientation for spin structure. And 2+1 dimensions, you get like string net models in the most like general form, or with a kind of a different combinatorial representation, I get Kitaev quantum doubles in the most general form. I can show that those are equivalent. And as I explained to you, I can possibly like get more general phases. And one point there's also a few future investigation is that potentially you can write down a combinatorial structure that corresponds to a conformal deformability and get fixed by models for CFTs.
Okay, that's it. I'm sorry, I got like quite to the boundary of my time, I see.